It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. These opening lines of Charles Dickens' book, The Tale of Two Cities, makes me think of the tale of two kingdoms at work in our world. The kingdom of God that brings righteousness, peace, and joy, and the kingdom of evil, where Satan's influence, coupled with fallen man, produce unrighteousness, conflict, and sorrow. 2 Timothy 3 conveys that the last days will be perilous, stressful, and hazardous. It says that men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And certainly, we are living in perilous times. But just as we are living in perilous times, we are living in powerful times. First of all, we need to daily acknowledge that the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Psalm chapter 33, starting with verse number 4, says, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance." We are living in a day where the gospel is being spread all around the world. We're living in a day of great harvest. We're blessed to be part of the last day church, when the latter rain is greater than the former rain. We're living in a day when the mystery, which had been hidden from ages and from generations, has been revealed to his saints, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. We are living in a day when God is pouring out his Spirit in unprecedented measure, and multitudes of people are being baptized every day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. We are living in a day where the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church. We are living in a day where miracles, signs, and wonders are done every day in the name of Jesus. So, we have the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan active in this present age. We can focus on one or the other. I encourage you to pay less attention to the evil and the despair that's going on all around us, and become more intentional and more mindful of the goodness of the Lord. The bridge of the song Holy Spirit says, "Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness." Let that be our prayer today. Jesus, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.